Hare Krishna. We need to evolve if we are not to dissolve. We as spiritual beings need to evolve in our consciousness. The word evolution is sometimes thought of only in terms of material or Darwinistic evolution. But evolution is basically a word that generically means change in a positive sense of growth and improvement. So we as human beings all need to evolve in our conception of life, in our definition of happiness, and in our comprehension of our ultimate self-identity and self-interest. So what this means is that all of us operate with a certain definition of happiness. Some people think that happiness lies at the bottom of a bottle of liquor. So they keep drinking, a little more I drink and then I'll become happy. More I drink, I'll become happy. And they think that happiness lies at the bottom of a beer bottle. So that is their definition of happiness. Now other people may think that happiness lies in the size of their bank balance. Others may think that happiness lies in the quantity of information and knowledge that they have in their head. So these are all different conceptions of happiness. And based on these definitions of happiness, people will act differently. So a person who thinks that happiness lies at the bottom of a beer bottle, that person is much more likely to engage in activities that are self-defeating and which are harmful to others than is a person who is likely to study books and increase one's knowledge. So therefore, our definitions of happiness, the higher they are, the better they are. Better in terms of what we can do for our own growth and for our contribution to society. So Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita in the 16th chapter, when he says how a materialistic conception of life shrinks our definitions of happiness and thereby it leads to destruction. So in 16.8, first he talks about how people have a godlessness leads to rampant materialism. Asatyam apratishtham te jagadahuran ishwaram aparasparasam bhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. So it's asatyam apratishtham, it is unreal and it is without foundation. Jagadahuran ishwaram, there is no God in control. Aparasparasam bhutam, there is no purpose other than kimanyat kama haitukam, apart from kam, apart from the desire for selfish gratification. What other purpose for life is there? And the result of this is explained in 16.9. Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmano alpabuddhaya prabhavanti ugra karmana kshayaya jagatohitaha. So etam drishti, having accepted this vision of life, nashtatmano, one has destroyed one's soul, alpabuddhaya, being less intelligence, prabhavanti ugra karmanaha, and delighting in deadly karma, kshayaya jagato hitaha, kshayaya, for the destruction of the whole world a person acts. So now here Krishna is talking about those people whose conceptions become materialistic, then they act in ways that are harmful to themselves and they are harmful to others. So for example, there are terrorists who think that their happiness lies in blowing up others. Very destructive conception, definition of happiness. So now, the lower our definitions of happiness become, then the more we dissolve. Dissolve means our selfishness, our self-centeredness causes the world to erode and causes our own life to wither away, to erode. When we are very self-centered, we destroy the ecology, we destroy other people. Ultimately, we destroy our own body. And alcoholic, what is that person doing? For the sake of pandering to one's definition of happiness, that person is destroying one's own body. So, we dissolve. Dissolve means, you know, quite often this destruction of oneself or even of things around us, it may not always be sudden. It may be subtle. And just as sometimes we put sugar, initially the sugar is visible in liquid, but then it just disappears. So like that, our all conscience, our intelligence, our virtues, they all just dissolve and disappear when we embrace a materialistic conception of life, when we don't evolve. The Bhagavad Gita is a book which enables us to evolve by helping us to understand our spiritual side and by providing us the process of yoga, especially bhakti yoga. Bhagavad Gita helps us to evolve and to grow. And as we grow more and more in selflessness, in love, then our conceptions of happiness become higher. And we gain happiness in loving and serving, not in grabbing and dominating and enjoying. And that happiness is the happiness of grabbing and dominating and enjoying. We can't have it all the time. But the happiness of loving and serving, we can have it all the time. And therein lies lasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.